Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's a fun little run this Astros team is on right now with everybody out, and it just doesn't seem to matter. Miles Straw steps up, or all these guys.
Derek Fisher.
I mean, they brought up all these guys from the minors, and they really haven't missed a beat, and it's been kind of fun to watch. I still think they need for the playoffs, another starting pitcher, though.
They do, and they'll get one.
You want Bumgarten?
I'll take him, too.
I sure would, too.
And we're on his short list.
He's a perfect fit.
When you've got a proven guy like that, he's got championship DNA. He knows how to get it done. He doesn't want to be part of a rebuild in San Francisco.
Yep. So, Coach, Tom Brady's got all of his unique workout routines, and it's as if he's got some whole new shtick and way to work out that's going to make him that much better.
I'm always suspicious of special workouts.
Yeah.
Because every time throughout history that when someone's had, I do a very special workout that's been created for me, and this is why I'm in such incredible shape. In the history of sports, it's 100%. They wind up getting busted for something at some point.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed with the Boston the Gloss filling in for AJ today. All available at podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. And if you want to see the gloss, you can just go to the website, ESPN975.com, and click on Watch Us Live right there on Twitch. And we were talking about the workouts. At Tennis Tony said Roger Federer's 38 and making Grand Slam finals with special workouts too. Yeah, with the science that's out there, it's not going to surprise me if people are out there finding new stuff that hasn't been discovered yet by the doping agencies.
Well, and yeah, and may not even be illegal because they're not really registered. But I mean, there are guys who are playing well deep into their ages. Brady, of course, is the poster child, but Verlander pitching better than ever. I mean, you've got guys.
Tiger's comeback.
There are people playing well in their old age.
Well, and Tiger, as you recall, was linked to that Canadian doctor with HGH.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. Hey, did you guys follow this win streak on Jeopardy that this James Holzhauer was doing?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not on your normal repertoire. No, you've got roller derby, fishing tournaments, bowling, even college softball, women's college softball. But Jeopardy, a big run.
Yeah, and it's funny because this guy's a professional gambler. He used a totally different strategy. And what I loved about it was nobody's talked about Jeopardy in years.
Yeah.
And so now it became a big deal. And I have a theory that it was, you guys seen the movie Quiz Show. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of thought maybe there was some of that going on.
Right.
But when he lost to a librarian from the University of Chicago. And this is going to be a terrible thing to say, but it's truly accurate. She looks exactly like the kind of person you would expect to win on Jeopardy.
She does have the librarian look. I'm not going to lie.
That's what every female Jeopardy winner looks like for all time.
Not a sexy librarian, you're saying.
No. Now, if she had the little glasses on.
Maybe she turned your head.
Maybe.
Mini skirt and stilettos. That might do it.
Now we're talking.
See, now that's not sexy librarian. Sexy librarian has to have the librarian outfit on and be sneaky hot.
Yeah.
And she's almost sneaky hot. Almost.
Almost.
I think maybe the glasses.
She just needs the glasses. The glasses that you can suddenly throw off in a moment of passion.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she can't wear the things. Come on. Plus, she probably needs the glasses. So getting them off helps those of us who, aren't as attractive.
You don't want to be seen. I'll tell you what, though. She's bright. This woman, I mean, she nailed it.
And somebody brought this up. I was going to get to it. She wrote her master's thesis on Jeopardy clues.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So I wonder how long they held this one back before they put her in there thinking that she might have a chance to beat him.
And indeed she did.
Yeah. So
just before he broke the record.
Yeah. So we'll never talk Jeopardy again, but at least we got to see that.
Unless the librarian becomes hot, then it's going to be a whole other topic, right?
She could go on a run. I could see it. So I have a story that I wanted to share with you guys. Not that I'm singling you out or anything.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I just want to read this headline and get your reaction to it. That's it. Because, you're kind of fancies.
Yeah.
Science confirms that rich people think they're better than everyone else.
Aren't they?
Boss.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you go to some, you know, unique gym, and David owns 47 companies, you know, kind of just curious.
What do you do with that? Gloss. I mean,
I'm not in that category. I'm not qualified to answer.
You just go to the rich gym.
I just have a partner who's fancy.
Yeah. Well,
that makes you fancy.
Well, my whole
fancy by correlation, by association.
I'm happy to get rich off of Fred. So this is what I do. I get people like Fred. Everybody loves Fred, right?
No. That's true.
No.
Not everybody. They're all those ex-wives out there, the 22 of them who've turned on him. Right. But other than that, they all love Fred. And so I'll just stand on his shoulders and we'll make money off of him. But I'm not going to get one of those ideas that if we all get rich out of this, we won't be saying, well, it's because I'm so smart. I'm going to say, because Fred got me there. How about that?
Yeah, that's nobody's buying that for a second.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, take. I'm going to give it to you.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was great. It was total BS, but
yeah,
it was great.
Sure, right, good BS.
All kidding aside, I thought that story was funny because David's about the most down to earth guy there is in this building. So I would say, okay, maybe some riches I know are like that.
Yep.
Not most.
Yep.
Most are.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Some are out there.
Yeah, but then there's people who aren't rich who think they're better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that comes with age,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, old people, they're different, as I'm learning, because there's a lot of people.
Because you've met a lot of older people.
Well, I'm an old now.
No, you're not. Don't go there.
No, I am. I admit it freely. But a lot of my friends who are older than me are turning into the kind of people that I want nothing to do with.
Hmm.
And
What's happening to them? What makes them so you don't want to have anything to do with them?
A lot less tolerant of other people.
Yeah.
I think that comes with being old.
Yes.
Curmudgeon.
Being in a bad mood all the time.
Yep.
I hate that.
Yep.
I hate that.
Energy vampires. That's what I call them.
Yes.
Yep. Let's not let each other do that.
Okay.
I'm serious.
As
let's not do that.
We age together.
We're very slowly.
Of course,
aging.
The gloss is about 22 years behind us, Fred.
Well, yeah, there is that. But I don't know if there's this show, What We Do in the Shadows. It's about vampires. It's a very funny show. It's based on a movie where they do a fake documentary of these vampires living among us thing. And it's very funny.
Yeah.
You know that?
But there's
I didn't know
but
that.
They had a certain,
you sounded very convincing.
But they had a certain type of vampire called an emotional vampire. And it was this woman who basically drained your energy.
See? I'm onto something.
By talking about, my boyfriend just dumped me and I've got lupus and I've got and it reminds me of every old person I know. It's like they go through every disease and everything that's wrong.
It's the ailment
train. It just drains your energy. And yes, and it's like old people and it's millennials on Twitter. Those are your emotional vampires.
Right.
So a lot of people asking what kind of what the tequila was that I got you. It's called Solorzano Añejo.
Ooh.
Which I mean they have a really good reposado too, but it's just listen, I'm not the tequila connoisseur that fancy Mr. Gao is.
Yes, but I'm looking forward to this tequila.
Yeah, well, see, I built it up
share
so much.
Share the
wealth.
Yeah, I'll share.
You've got nice partners here on
you. You bet.
I just feel like I built it up so much now that if it sucks, then
he's not going to tell you. Look how nice he is.
No, yeah, no, tequila.
He'll probably just give it away to somebody, and I'll say, "Hey, what'd you think of it?" It was okay. Well, it wasn't really my taste, is how he'll say it, but I enjoyed it.
If you see a little Solorzano tequila bottle sticking out of my little messenger bag, you'll know what happened.
The gloss. Smuggle it out.
It's not going to fit. Right. It's not going to fit into your bag.
Real? Did you see my Raider bag, by the way?
I did not see your Raider bag.
I'll show it to you in the break. It's pretty fancy.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I find out inside work stuff in the weirdest ways at the weirdest times.
Now you bring us in studio and we'll reveal all.
I knew we'd get
the
some
dirty
skinny
details of what's going on in the building.
You got the boss comfortable. He's talking now, Fred.
Yeah, well, yeah. Usually I have to get him drunk for that.
Yeah. He puts that tequila in me and I just start talking. It all comes out.
So it was funny. I was talking to someone in the hallway. He's like, man, I can't believe you have the guts to have the boss on your show. Aren't you worried?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I feel pretty comfortable with it, you know. And we actually get along pretty well. It's not really, I'm not too worried about saying something that's going to offend David.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Well, probably 50%, but but the good thing is you get over it fast.
That's right, I get over it.
Lamont asked, are the boss and the Gloss Game of Thrones fans? We were just talking about this off air, and if so, how did they feel about season 8? Gloss doesn't think it's a compliment that people call her Khaleesi.
She is the mother of dragons.
Yeah, so she has not watched the show.
No.
I have not. Just being a mother of dragons, I'm not sure that's what I'd choose. But if Khaleesi's cool, I'm in.
No, she's very cool.
Is she powerful?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. She has dragons.
Yeah.
You should stop at season 8, episode 4, though. I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And if you're gonna identify with Khaleesi, that's when you need to stop.
If you have not yet come onto the video stream to see Carly, you'll note the similarity between she and Khaleesi.
Oh, they're both blonde.
I don't like this because I don't know whether to love or hate you both. So we're just going to have to leave it at that.
Just let it ride.
You know what?
Yeah, we'll have to let it ride.
There's this great invention, Carla, called Google.
Yes.
And you can just Google.
All right. Like I know
pull her up.
Khaleesi.
Take a look at it.
All right. We'll give her we'll
see
give
what
it
your
a shot.
Little sister looks like.
She is C or a K?
No, it's K-H-A Lisi. L-E-E-S-I. You watch, you'll find
Mother
her.
Of Dragons.
You can do Mother of Dragons. You can do Khaleesi.
There she is. Yeah. Khaleesi Dragons.
Yeah. Daenerys Targaryen.
Pull up the images. Yeah. Daenerys. She's beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you like that.
All right.
You're okay with it.
Suddenly the whole thing changes.
Well, you didn't say the aunt of Jon Snow.
Uh-oh.
I would have gotten that.
One of the nude images just popped up.
Whoops.
Oops. Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah, I'll take Khaleesi. Nice. Yeah. I love you, liars.
Yeah.
There you go.
Take it.
I think anybody would. Now, when she started roasting women and children, you might not be okay with that.
The tide turned just a bit.
There's that. Oh, there's her look like, no.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
She turned a lot of heads.
Oh, that's a don't even touch
me. I imagine that look right after the Warriors lose tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it, for sure you're going to see that.
That would be anywhere near Carla if the Warriors do not win.
No, you don't. Okay, this is super cool. I'll take this, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Just... Yeah, but I think you would enjoy the show. It's if you like
violence,
well,
nudity, power.
Yeah,
sure.
More, no, actually, in the early seasons, especially, it was more about political intrigue,
mm-hmm.
and backstabbing and things like that, and trying to set up who would wind up winning this thing. And that's what was always appealing to me. And in the books, it was more about magic. That was going on, but there was a lot more magic in it. But the TV show was always more about the political, it was more political and more of the kind of character, you know, characterizations and things like that I thought made it really appealing. And then the last part of it was a lot of magic, which was the only way it could end, I guess. So Mac Daddy asks this question, should the Texans be calling Trent Williams? Issues with Redskins are not financial at all. He's told teammates he's demanded a trade or a release from the club due to their handling of his recent medical situation. He has vowed not to play for them. That would be a guy I would love to have.
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
I wouldn't complain.
So
I mean, you got to be looking for talent year round, and this draft is over. Free agency is somewhat done, but boy, if you can still pick up a name like that, that would be a great addition.
To me, the more offensive linemen and cornerbacks they can throw out there, the better.
Yep.
So yeah, if I'm them, I'm real interested. I know he's coming off an injured season, but he's one of the best in the league when he's healthy, and maybe you get him healthy, and suddenly that makes a big difference. You don't have to rush your draft picks. You can pick and choose who you put there. I would be on the phone. I just don't know. It doesn't feel like something the Texans would do.
Yep.
And you've won over a very hard critic. Lamont says the boss in the Gloss has a new fan. He needs to listen to them.
All right.
Lamont,
love
my new
Lamont.
Best friend.
Mondays, 7 to 9.
Welcome in, Lamont.
Yeah. I listen on the way home when you guys are on 97.5 and comment sometimes. So, but it's a good show.
It makes us nervous when we know Fred is listening.
Stop.
You know what's different, though? When we do our show on Monday nights,
yes.
I face David like we're sitting in a living room talking. Mm-hmm. It's a little difficult when I'm between the man-witch here.
Oh, you don't
it's
know
like
which way to
match.
Look.
Yeah, yeah, it's not the same.
She's right in the middle.
But I don't mind it, but...
You can look at me. Ignore Fred.
Yeah, you guys... You know, it's a work wife, work husband thing. I'm just the work side piece, so, you know.
Yeah, but
you couldn't wait to get that in.
You wear it well.
I do my best.
Yeah.
All right, so in the next segment, we are going to have Ray Woodson. And so you guys are going to have to handle this.
Whoop.
Because he's a Bay Area sports reporter.
Yep.
And he's basically covers your Warriors. So make sure you get at least one Raptor question in, though.
We'll have our Raptor questions.
I'm just kind of, you know, I'm going to let you do this because this is your guy.
Hey, I'm nervous about this game. I'm not going to lie. And I'm nervous about the series.
Really? So,
yeah, I am.
You going to go home and cry in all those other titles? What the hell?
No. Hey. Don't give me a Patriots treatment here.
Duh.
Hey, they
guess
built,
what
they
you are. There's a reason the rest of the world hates you. America is rooting for a Canadian team because of you.
This, I know it's true.
Yeah. So no one's gonna be sympathetic at all.
Now, Fred, you need to understand the game Sunday night when the Warriors won. I just took a big sigh of relief because I knew I was going to see the gloss the next day. We're going to do a show. She was going to be in much better spirits. You do not want to be with her the day after.
Grumpy gloss.
Grumpy gloss
is not good. It's not Khaleesi.
No, but actually,
she'll turn the dragons on you.
That's right.
Well, I'm just going to say there was a certain point where that happened. So maybe this is getting more and more.
Maybe this is past season 8, episode 4.
Yeah.
This is turning into reality.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like if they'd have been down 0-2, what that show would have been like.
Oh, we don't want to talk about it.
I don't know if we could have pulled it off.
Yeah, I'm just glad that the game is tonight and not tomorrow, because if you guys were doing this tomorrow and they had lost.
Yep.
I don't know if the show...
You wouldn't get the same gloss, I'm not going to lie. Well, I'm a homie, and it's through and through. Can't help it.
Listen, if the Warriors win, and you're in good spirits tomorrow, maybe you need to call into Fred's show and just brag a little bit, talk about the game, give your insights, all that kind of good thing.
I am careful, though, because we are in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of Rocket fans here.
There's a Rocket fan
we don't like those Warriors very much.
And, you know... But I'll tell you what, the Warriors gave it to them on a silver platter in Game 5 and 6 this year, and the Rockets said, no thanks. I don't want to go to the Western Conference Finals. I'll pass.
And she wonders why everybody hates him. Zachary says, boss is talking about Houston, but drinking from that Cowboys cup. He's
yes.
Somebody saw
Zachary is on it.
Zachary, I'm going to hide it behind the laptop here.
Okay, now, as homie as I am for Golden State, this is what this guy's all about.
True
confessions. The boys in blue.
Yeah, old Cowboys fan.
Young Cowboys fan.
Young Cowboys fan.
All right. I have to tell you about, you having credit card problems? Your bill's keeping you up at night? You got double-digit interest rates? Well, how about you do something smart? Because I don't know what your rates are, probably 18%, maybe higher for your credit cards. Well, if you've got good credit, how about pay off those balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay? You could save thousands in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. There are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. You need a taste of your own medicine. 'Cause I'm sick to death of swallowing. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are, boy, Aaron, really? You were doing so well. We're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. David Gal, Carla Dawson filling in. I know Carla's very excited about our next guest. to talk about Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Toronto at Golden State tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the station is when the coverage starts. Game's at 8. We have Ray Woodson, hosts the Dubs OT podcast. He's covered the Warriors for years. Ray, appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Ray, are you at the Oracle right now?
I'm about an hour down the road, which means I'm about 3 miles away.
Exactly. Or in the parking lot, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, as a homie Warriors fan, I've got some reservations about tonight. I know Thompson is going to be a game-time decision. The Warriors are preferring to sit him out. He is lobbying to play. What do you think's their best strategy, and what do you think we're going to see tonight?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Clay's hamstring. I mean, that's the bottom line. None of us really knows the exact situation. Caution would tell you, sit it out. You're not in a desperate situation.
Right.
You can get Kevin Durant possibly, in fact, I think quite likely back for Game 4. And so it's a free swing for the Raptors tonight, that's for sure, although the Warriors still have some pretty good players on the floor. They got three guys who've been all-stars and a bunch of guys who've won rings, but that's a big loss at both ends of the floor if Clay doesn't play. But knowing Clay, he wants to play. He's a gamer. He never missed a playoff game. And he said that the high ankle sprain he had last year in the finals was worse than this. And for the life of me, I don't know how he played last year.
I don't know
how anybody does in that situation. But this guy is, he's made of a space-age polymer. He's something else as far as durability as well as competitiveness and in fact, I read where his dad was saying that when he was 12 years old in a little leaguer, he pitched in a game with a broken foot and didn't tell anybody until later. So that's kind of the way he's made. But it's going to be a game time decision. Steve Kerr just announced that, and I think that probably what the Warriors were saying is, dude, it's not worth it. If you aggravate this injury, you are done for the postseason. It may not be worth the risk. But the reports are Clay was lobbying hard. So I guess it comes down to how he's going to look in the pregame. He did shoot some shots today and was running around, and that was encouraging. So I think if it's a 50-50, the Warriors would say, hey, sit it out. But Clay would say, no, I want to be out there. And then, you watch very nervously. I couldn't really tell you right now what happens, but I would say the wise course of action would be to wait.
Well, you think about this. If they do hold Clay out tonight, regardless win or lose, they come back, hopefully in game four. I'm imagining what could possibly be their last game at Oracle. You bring KD back, you bring Clay back, and wow, watch out.
Well, yeah,
so that could be a double punch. That could be a real hit there for Toronto.
It could be. And the atmosphere should be incredible for these games because this could be it.
Right.
At Oracle.
At most, 3 games left.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's at the end here. It's a special time for so many people in the East Bay who have followed this team through a lot of bad years in that arena and still filled it up. Some great NBA fans. Look at it this way too. I mean, if Clay doesn't play, it's set up for the Raptors. Everybody's
right.
going to
it's the Raptors
them to
game
win.
To take, right?
Yeah, and if the Warriors somehow manage to win this game, which I think there's a possibility they could. Yikes! You get Clay and KD back on Friday. It'll be momentum all the way for the Warriors.
Yeah, it sort of sets this up as a must-win for the Raptors tonight.
It smells a little bit like the Western Conference Finals when it was really given to the Rockets with KD out, with Steph scoring 0 points in the first half, and all of this. And the Warriors have been known to do some crazy things. But after Game 2, Ray, who do you think should be more encouraged going into this game tonight? Should it be Toronto because they withstood an 18-0 run to begin the third quarter and got within 2 points in the waning minute of the game? Or should it be Golden State because they won with Steph playing with flu-like symptoms, no KD, losing Klay in the fourth quarter, losing Kevon Looney? Who should be more encouraged going into tonight?
Well, I would say the Warriors because, they really gutted out that game. But at the same time, they're the team that lost all those guys.
Right.
So now they've got to figure out a way to work without them, possibly without Clay tonight. I think after Clay went out, everybody thought, this is again, set up for the Raptors. And they couldn't hit a shot.
At home.
Down the stretch. You know, but I think what the Raptors are telling themselves is, you know, we had 24 open looks in game two and we only made 33% of their shots.
Yep.
We made 44% game one of those open looks. We're better than we were in game two. We know that. They've got a bunch of guys who can, you know, make shots from downtown, up and down that roster. So they've got to be feeling like, hey, if we keep getting those looks, we're going to knock them down.
We're talking to Ray Woodson. He's a Bay Area sports reporter, follows the Warriors. All right, you've seen the Warriors throughout all the postseason. Is this Toronto team the toughest team they've faced?
Undoubtedly. And Houston was awfully tough. I mean, but Houston has this habit of gagging, you know, when it's on the line for them or when it's set up for them. I think the Raptors might actually be a better defensive team than Houston was, and Houston was pretty good. They had a pretty good game plan. I think the Raptors, though, are set up with a bunch of guys who can guard different positions, and with their length, they can give the Warriors a lot of problems. But it's also true in the NBA, even at this level with this kind of defensive team, that good offense beats good defense. So the question is, you know, how the Warriors, if they don't have Klay, how are they going to find points? And, you know, that's where DeMarcus Cousins comes in. He can take up some of the slack. They're going to count on Quinn Cook for a little more if Klay doesn't play, that's for sure. If he can drain three or four threes, that'll be a big benefit for them. But, I just like the Raptors' versatility. That 1 through 8, they're pretty damn good. And they've been going with that 8-man rotation, and that's, of course, what a lot of teams do when it gets down to this time. They've got a couple of former defensive players of the year. They've got good defenders at every position. And like I said, they've got a lot of guys who can shoot threes. And Kawhi Leonard is just a great, great player. I don't think he's anywhere close to 100%, but he's still pretty damn good. So, yeah, I think they're the best team the Warriors have faced.
How much is the injury to Looney going to affect the Warriors' rotation? And is that kind of an underrated loss for them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Looney has been great. And they don't win that series with Houston without Looney. I'll tell you that right now. He was tremendous in the last few games. And he has really expanded his game. He's a little more of an offensive threat. He's got some good moves around the basket. He gets offensive rebounds. He gets the 50-50 balls. I mean, and he can, again, defend different people. He can defend the center. He can defend the guard. It's a big loss for sure. And so, like I said, they're going to lean on DeMarcus Cousins at the 5 a little more. They had to in game two. I don't think they figured he was going to play 28 minutes, but he had to. And he came through it pretty well, especially in the second half. They're going to ask Jordan Bell to play a few minutes. They're going to ask Andrew Bogut to play a few minutes.
Alphonso McKinney.
Pardon?
Alphonso McKinney probably, too, will get more minutes tonight.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's the old strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to count on that tonight and cobble together minutes. And that includes Draymond Green. At the 5 for a few minutes. That's, you know, he expends a lot of energy doing that, but he's still pretty effective, you know, for a short stint, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. So, yeah, they just got to put that all together. And if Klay doesn't play, you'll see a lot more Quinn Cook. And, then they're going to have to reach into the bench as well for somebody else for a few minutes.
We're talking to Ray Woodson. He's a Bay Area sports reporter covering the Warriors. Okay, I know nobody wants to really talk about it at this moment, but postseason, do you see both Durant and Cousins leaving the Warriors?
I couldn't tell you about Durant, and I know the speculation is out there about New York, about the Clippers. I could definitely see a scenario where he comes back. I don't know if they can make it all fit with Durant and Cousins, so I couldn't see both of them coming back. But, you know, the other thing is, what really motivates Cousins at this point of his career? It's a shame that he's had these injuries because it definitely cost him some money. You know, he's made a lot of money in this game, but it was a critical point in his career. So those were devastating, costly injuries for him. But at the same time, he could have said during this run the last few months, hey, I don't want to, you know, risk a greater injury to the quad. So I'm going to sit it out and so I can, you know, make my money this summer. But at the same time, you know, he doesn't play, and maybe that hurts his value as well. But he's motivated by getting a ring. I think it's clear by his actions and by the way he's talked and the way he interacts with his teammates. That's what he wants right now. He wants a championship. And I think he's figured out at this point in his career, you get the shine from the championship rings. And even the mid-level players get a little extra money if they've been part of a championship. So I think that, that probably helps him as far as his status. Whether it's going to mean so much money that it's something the Warriors couldn't handle, that's a tough one. I think they've got the money for Durant. I don't think that's the issue. But, I don't know what kind of market develops for Cousins. If any kind of market develops, both of them don't come back.
All right, that's Ray Woodson, hosts the Dubs OT podcast, covers the Warriors. You can follow him on Twitter at RayWoodson925. Ray, really appreciate the time, and great stuff, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And, guys, Father's Day is approaching. And about, you've got a father in your life, whether it's the man in your life who's the father of your children, whether it's your father, whether it's your grandfather.
Don't look at me.
Whether it's your creepy uncle that you want to take care of. Hey, get Dad something he's going to love, something he's actually going to use, and it's not going to break the bank. You can do all three if you go to harrys.com, because you're going to get quality, durable blades at honest prices. How about this? $2 per blade. Here's what I love about Harry's: convenience, quality, and affordability. And you get them delivered right to you. You can have them delivered right to your mailbox. That's what I do. But you can also go check them out if you want at Walmart or Target. They've got them there. Harry's has a special offer for Father's Day. You're going to get $5 off a Harry's shave set and treat yourself or the man in your life to a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. So go to harrys.com. Don't mess with any of this other stuff. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com, and you're going to get a great, great deal. And when Dad restocks on his blades, he's never going to have to overpay. I had to order some today, $2 each, just like that. This Father's Day, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR. Check out the claim your offer, and let them know you're Blitzers to support the show.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and this thing's almost over. Please check out sportsmap.com today. I've got a couple things. Last week I did the 5 greatest gambling movies. This week I did the 5 greatest con man or woman movies. And I had a surprise number one, so... The Sting was not number one. That's your tease. Go check it out. I've also got my look at the Belmont Field. So if you're going to get your Belmont on, that's there. And then there's a bunch of other great stuff from other people. But I worked very hard on all my Belmont stuff, which is tomorrow I'll have some plays on there for you for free. And then my premium plays are at pregame.com. All right. One thing before we get to deaths, I want to say congratulations to a very good friend of mine, John McClain, being inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And, nice. Can't think of a more deserving person. Known the guy for years. Wrote the foreword to my novel. So very happy for him. Congratulations, John. And he's among 8 writers and broadcasters who will be honored later this year. And Randy Galloway, I think, is one of the other ones who made it. So
those guys are at the top of the profession.
Yeah, and Randy... Randy, I met at the Belmont one year, and we drank vodka while we were writing. It was fun. So, anyway.
Imagine that.
That's the secret to good writing.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, let's do let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. These are people who have died during the week from last week to now, but not this year, like in the past. For instance, 2008, Bo Diddley, musician, dead at 79. That's a pretty good run. 2002, D.D. Ramone, bassist from the Ramones. All those Ramones died. Overdose at 51, not a good run. How about John Wooden, 2010. Dead at 99.
That's an amazing
I would think most people would take that right now.
Right now.
2018, Dwight Clark, wide receiver for the Catch.
That's a heartbreak.
ALS at 61, yeah. Yep. And I've got a friend with ALS. It's just such a horrible disease. James Buchanan, the 15th president, dead at 77 in 1868.
That's pretty good for 1868.
1868, that is a hell of a run.
I'm going to take that in the 1800s, yeah.
Okay. 2010, Chris Haney, who you may not have heard of, but he was a Canadian journalist who created the board game Trivial Pursuit.
Wow.
Dead at 59. Not a good run. Amadeo Giannini, who founded the Bank of America in 1949, died at 79. Okay, these deaths suck. I need better deaths. Here we go. 1927, Lizzie Borden.
Love her.
Dead at 66, but used an axe, right? That's what she was famous for?
Killed her parents with an axe.
But she was acquitted. So maybe have
she's
to say,
innocent.
Maybe, well, she's not guilty.
Yeah.
1993, I don't know if many people remember this, Spuds McKenzie, the dog.
The dog. Yeah.
Legend.
All right, here are our best deaths, and I hope these deaths are better than the others because I know they're supposed to be the best deaths, but so far these deaths suck. 1431, Joan of Arc, burned at the stake at 19.
Hmm.
Not a good run, not a good way to die.
That's not even a good walk. She didn't even get started.
No. Giacomo Casanova, the Italian adventurer, writer, librarian, and womanizer, dead at 73.
Wow.
How do you get to be a womanizer? That's kind of a cool title.
That's a heck of a role.
1912, Wilbur Wright, U.S. aviation pioneer. His life came crashing down at the age of 45. 1941, Lou Gehrig, dead at 37.
Oh.
June 1, 1968, at the age of 87, Helen Keller.
Hmm.
Didn't see it coming or hear it coming.
87 is a good run for Helen Keller.
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
2012, Richard Dawson.
Family Feud.
Yeah, dead at 79. I always love Richard Dawson because he would just go kiss the mom and the daughter right in front of everybody, full on the mouth.
Smooch.
Inappropriate. Yeah. He was taking advantage of
it. He was a Joe Biden before all Joe Biden was. I mean, he was over the top.
And the best death here is June 3rd, 2016, Muhammad Ali.
Hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I got you on that
one. All right, let's see if you guys can play Guess How the Porn Star Died. This is how it works. You just have to guess how they died.
Okay.
June 2nd, 1996, Renee Bond dies from?
Really? Just out of the blue? Overdose.
Cirrhosis of the liver. I'll give you a point for that.
I'm in the neighborhood.
Close enough.
Oh, yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah. June 4, 2005, Chloe Jones died from?
That's on my birthday, by the way.
Oh.
Well, she died from too many men.
Liver failure due to alcohol and drug abuse in 2005. So you had plenty of potential right answers. None of those are correct, sir.
Okay.
I think that's a good sign that the boss doesn't know how porn stars die.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Guys,
thank you.
Thank you so much for filling in. This is a lot of fun. We'll do it again.
Is this what I pay you to do? Is this real work?
Yeah, this is what... Well, you pay me to do a website, too.
I look forward to next summer.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, David. Great job, Carla. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the